Welcome back to another episode of the PAX What She Said podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And we're already somehow in week six. Packers staying in the NFC this week. Another NFC West opponent hosting the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Packers are 3-2. Cardinals are 2-3. And by the time you're listening to this, we could potentially have seen how the Seattle Seahawks and the San Fran 49ers game shakes out on Thursday Night Football. So really hotly contested NFC right now. There's 9 teams above 500. So should be some good football down the stretch.
It's wide open. So really, the Packers can like take the bull by the horns and really run with this thing now if they want to. The next few weeks are really in their sights, I think.
Yeah, and it helps them out to have two AFC teams coming. We'll talk about the Texans, obviously. Nico Collins going on IR. Probably, you know, a check for the Packers in the right direction. Jaguars are going to play the Bears in London this week. We'll see them in a couple weeks in Jacksonville. But first, yeah, an NFC team. And one that is playing pretty well, despite being 2-3. Definitely better than their record indicates. And they've been having a lot of fun with the football. Kyler Murray looks really good. Mm-hmm. Coming back, Marvin Harrison Jr., their rookie wide receiver, is just like we all expected him to be.
Everything that was promised.
An all-star in the making. And their division is wide open, honestly. I mean, like we said, depending on how the game shakes out tonight, everybody could be at 500, or yeah, the Seahawks could be at 4-2 and everybody else below 500, but mm-hmm, certainly wide open still, being only week six. And I don't know, 49ers don't look as good as we thought. The Rams are decimated with injuries. So the Cardinals are still kind of right in the thick of things in their own division.
Yeah. And they've been such a surprise. I mean, they've been my surprise like of the season so far, because when you looked at the NFC going into the season, you looked at the NFC West and you're like, well, the Cardinals are going to be last. I mean, you just like, they're coming off a really bad season. They are kind of in rebuild mode. Like, yes, they got the best wide receiver in the draft, but is that really going to put them over the edge? And they, to your point, I think are playing better football than their 2-3 record indicates. And like, it will all shake out as like the season goes along for longer when we have a larger sample size. But they are a formidable opponent, especially offensively. Now, I think their defense is weak enough to be exploited. Interestingly enough, I think they have all the same issues as the Packers do. Like, their defense is very similar to the Packers, I should say, in terms of strengths versus weaknesses, but it should be a really fun game. It initially I thought was going to be a little bit more of a gimme game than it is going to be, but it should be really fun.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the interesting part about this Cardinals team too is that they've been hanging on. They're in one score games, except for that loss to the Commanders, which I think surprised everyone, 42-14. Really hard for them to get into that one at all. The Commanders just kind of took that thing over from the beginning, but beat the 49ers last week, which was really impressive. One score game, just blew out the Rams, which was a really impressive 41-10 victory. Lost to the Bills week one, but almost had that game. It was almost the upset of week one, taken on Buffalo. And then they lost to the Lions by a touchdown. So they've been in pretty much all of their games except that Commanders game. And they're putting up a ton of yardage. I mean, 270 yards plus in every game so far this season. But they have had a turnover in every game this season. Last week, their defense had 3 turnovers, forced 2 turnovers. So we talked about it a little bit pre-show. It's supposed to be rainy and wet at Lambeau on Sunday. So ball security certainly going to play a factor here with 2 teams that will probably be running the football a ton already.
Yes. Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think the running the football is going to be huge for both sides. They have James Conner, who is, I think, more like underrated running back, but does a great job running the football. So going to be key to stop him and Kyler Murray with their legs. I think we've seen the Packers go up against a number of mobile quarterbacks so far this season, and they have a plan for it now. So like, execute on that plan containing Kyler Murray. But also the Packers are going to need to run the football, and they've been able to do that like super effectively so far this season. They've been one of the best rushing teams in the NFL. So just continue to do what they need to do. I don't think that the Cardinals defensive front are like world beaters in terms of like run stuffing ability. So the Packers should be able to run the ball, and they should be able to use, I mean, some of that like Malik Willis against the Colts game planning, I think that should be in the bag in this game.
My mic was off. That's not good. Chris Barnes is their inside linebacker. Yes. All right. Played it all five games for them. So that's kind of fun to see him, you know, he and Jordan Love are very close friends. So there is Bo Melton's brother as well over there, Cardinals. So some fun connections there. Max Melton, a starter, but Rich Bisaccia had said in his presser that the brothers could be facing off in some punt and return, you know, drills. So that is kind of funny to see. But yeah, like you said, these are two teams that are really, really good at running the football. The Packers are, I think, third, and the Cardinals are fourth with yards per game on the ground. But the Packers, I mean, the bulk of theirs comes from Josh Jacobs. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals is pretty split between James Conner and Kyler Murray. He's got, I think, more rushing yards through five games than he had in his eight games he played last season already. I think he's already got like a long of 40 or 50 yards, got one touchdown on the ground this season. And it's hard to say anything else about it, but it's a pass rush that we don't trust right now.
Yep.
Right. And they couldn't get home against Matt Stafford behind a backup Rams O-line. So this Cardinals offensive line is really good. Their left tackle is playing like one of the best in the league. They just had to put starting guard Will Hernandez on IR. So that is tough for them, but their center is playing really well, one of the better centers right now in the league. So it could be a tough day for the Packers if they can get pressure, and if they do bring pressure and Kyler Murray is able to evade that.
I think the second is the biggest concern to me, because the Packers pass rush will wake up at some point. I really do believe that, but I don't know if this game is necessarily the matchup that I think that they're going to come alive, considering what Kyler Murray can do with his legs and the way that he can like very naturally evade pressure. That's like one of his strong suits as a quarterback. So to me, it's like defensive front. Can you contain lane integrity, contain?
I think I've seen it, you know, a little bit on social media this week, but Evan Williams, we talked about it, is playing just exceptionally well in his kind of debut, the first time he got to play like an entire game. Xavier McKinney is PFF's highest graded safety right now in the NFL. Evan Williams is, I think, their ninth graded safety after his starting game. Two of them are Green Bay's just highest rated defenders, the two of them together. So really impressive stuff from them. We've seen, like, if it were me, there's a reason I'm not a defensive coordinator in the NFL, but if it were me, it's Edge Cooper all day. And he's the spy on Kyler Murray, because he's the only one I really trust to be able to have the speed and agility to make those plays and stop him before he gets kind of scrambling or picking up first downs. And I don't know what that looks like. You know, I obviously it's still going to be Quay out there as well, but I think what I'd like to see from the Packers as they get deeper into the season, like we saw Javon Bullard, we saw Evan Williams. Mm-hmm. I know Oladapo didn't really have any preseason, didn't have a ton of training camp because he was coming back from the injury. But like, there's a part of me that wants to see them get young, Slider at inside linebacker and Quick. So I don't know if that's Tyron Hopper next to Cooper. I'm not like calling for Quay to lose his job or anything, but I think the way that we've seen them get creative with some of these personnel packages, some of these really mobile quarterbacks are going to call for some lighter boxes. And that would make me think you'd put like Oladapo and Hopper out there next to Cooper, because I think they just need to get fast and they need to get downhill quick.
Yeah. I mean, it'll certainly depend, I think, on the opponent, depending on who they're going up against. But I can't imagine that in any scenario that wouldn't be to their advantage. Let's talk a little bit about the secondary, because you already brought up the safeties. And I know that Jair has missed two games now. Getting him back in this one would be huge. I think shadowing Marvin Harrison is probably what I would expect him to do, considering he's pretty much like 1A of who you want to cover, right? But I do want to give a quick shout out to Trey McBride. They have a really fun shifty tight end that Kyler Murray does like to target. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see, I think, how they cover him as a tight end, how they use him in terms of the Cardinals, like, usage of him, where they put him, but also how Jeff Hafley decides to cover him as, like, one of those, like, bigger body tight ends that they use in the pass game.
Yeah, I mean, he leads the team in receptions, second on the team in targets. Like, he is the guy outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. that kind of makes this offense go and who Kyler looks for. So that will be really interesting. I don't know if you would put, like, you'd keep Javon Bullard, you know, in your nickel at that point because he's a little bit bigger. Keyshawn kind of does well against some of those bigger guys. You know, I think when he gets to be, like, overly physical, I don't know what this is going to look like. Hopefully Jair is back and he can shadow Harrison Jr. And that kind of alleviates one of the larger problems for the defense. But yep, if he's out, I think it could be a really long day for the secondary because, unfortunately, Eric Stokes has kind of regressed a little bit, starting to struggle. Valentine is still kind of working his way back from injury, but we haven't seen a ton from him. And I don't know, I think that's why the Packers are leaning so heavily on their safeties, which is surprising because they're so young, but clearly the talent is there and there's a lot of trust in those guys.
They're playing really well.
Right.
And so, like, I think that you want your best players on the field. And if you can let your number one, you know, go up against their number one and just battle out all game, have that be the game plan. And then have whoever you're playing in the slot, whether it's Keyshawn, whether it's Javon Bullard, with additional safety help over the top, I think you're going to need to really game plan to your point around Trey McBride, because Kyler is going to target him. And outside of Marvin Harrison Jr., he is the guy, and you just don't want to allow him to go off in this game. Because if you can shut those two down, I mean, there really isn't another wide receiver.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we say it every week where there's, like, clear keys, and we talked about it against the Rams. We're like, well, they don't have Cooper Kupp. They don't have Puka Nacua. You know, just don't let Tutu Atwell have a big game. And then he has a really nice day. Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's tricky. This defense to me is still really hard to gauge, right? Because they have individual players that are playing really well, and the defense as a whole isn't allowing a ton of points. We talked about it against the Rams. They didn't give up the pick six. So they gave up 12 points. Their defense is 14th in points against. They're giving up like 21 points a game. Not terrible. You know, you think if you give up 21 points, they're putting up 25, like, you still should win those football games, but it's just really hard to assess. And I think maybe the rain helps at this point. The Packers are, you know, prolific in creating turnovers at this point. We talk about how they're volatile and you can't rely on them. And then every game they have at least one, if not two, turnovers. So
yeah,
they're clearly banking on getting the ball, and the rain will certainly factor into that on Sunday. But
yeah,
it's just hard to bank on turnovers long term without seeing, you know, additional reasons to be proud of the defense, you know?
Not long term, but I think there is something to be said for the fact that they're being consistent with it. And I do think this is going to be another game where the Packers will get another takeaway. Not even because of the weather. I just think it's set up for strength on, like, weakness on strength. If we can get some pass rush, if we can get some pressure on Kyler,
like, a big if.
Right. I know it is a big if right now, but again, I do believe it will come around. He is mistake prone. He is a mistake prone quarterback. And they do have a semi inexperience. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. looks great, but he is a rookie. Like, I think there is the ability to exploit this offense.
Yeah, and I mean, Kyler Murray is doing a really good job protecting the football, like, through the air. He's only got two picks in five games, which is pretty good. But he has two fumbles. Their offense as a whole has seven fumbles already. So a lot of guys have at least one, if not multiple. So, you know, slick field conditions. We saw, you know, they're emphasizing punching the ball out. I think all those things do come into play. But on the flip side of that, if we want to kind of look at this Packers offense,
yeah, let's do
they
that.
They now have a responsibility to protect the football. And I understand what Jordan Love was trying to do in the end zone to prevent a safety, but I think just smart decision-making is what's really going to factor in here. We don't know how many drives each team is going to get, what the weather is going to look like. I thought this was interesting. Not sure if you saw it. The Packers social media team put out that weeks 4 and 5 were the first time in 45 seasons that the Packers had consecutive 95 plus yard drives. in back-to-back games. So that is impressive that they're able to actually score points when they're starting inside the five, something we haven't seen a ton, you know, from them. So they do have big playability. They still lead the league in explosive plays, 20, yes. 20 plus yard passing plays, 7, 20 plus yard run plays. So the opportunities are there. Like, there's just a couple things, I think, for the offense to clean up, and they should be hanging 35 every game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Jaden Reed is, I think, leading the league to an explosive plays. I don't know if they're going to get Christian Watson back this week, but he's almost there.
They could.
They could. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. Tucker Kraft is also out there with explosive plays playability. So they have more weapons with the ability to make big plays, Josh Jacobs as well, than the Cardinals do. While the Cardinals have guys, the Packers have more guys. In the most simple terms, right? So Jordan Love has more options, and I take Jordan Love's arm over Kyler Murray's arm any day. I know that he's been on a bit of a roller coaster, but it's going to smooth itself out. I think this is a really good week for that to happen. I don't think the Cardinals have a world-beating defense. Again, I think their secondary is probably more of their strength. So you want Jordan to clean up his accuracy a little bit this week, but we said it before, their front is, you can run on them. You can certainly run on them. And if Matt LaFleur and this offense can get the run game going, you can open up that playbook to anything. You can get the play action going. You can get the boot going. You can get Jordan Love and everybody comfortable and like whatever they want to do in terms of this, what this offense is good at. And then it's going to be a really long day for the Cardinals defense if they can just like run any play in the offense.
Yeah, it sounds like Luke Musgrave actually is going on injured reserve, or they're looking at that as an option. Ankle injury was worse than likely anticipated originally. It sounds like he was basically only on the roster last week on game day in case there was an emergency elevation. So he's probably going to miss some time, and you hate that for him going into his sophomore season. But you know, Tucker Kraft had eclipsed him in snaps before the injury. He's at like 83% of offensive snaps. So you can tell that Tucker Kraft really is like a focal point. It's like the him and Jaden Reed show at this point. And you said Christian Watson can probably come back hopefully soon, if not this week, maybe by the Texans game. Romeo Doubs was practicing this week, so he likely will be playing on Sunday. So that's another opportunity for him. We know that he has a good connection with Jordan Love. Hopefully Dontavian Wicks can kind of clean up some of his drops. But yeah, the Packers aren't hurting for weapons and pass catchers and players to go make plays. It's just going to be a matter of, I think, who makes more of them, because while the Cardinals don't have as many, arguably, they still, you know, have the big playability, and they have a really nice running back, and they have Kyler Murray, who I think, again, is kind of the key to the success of this team. You know, they're going to live or die by him on Sunday. Either he has a really clean game and they keep it close, or, you know, there's mistakes and the weather sucks and it's windy and rainy and the Packers can kind of just put this thing away in the first half.
Yep, I completely agree. Any like X factors on the Packers for you this week in terms of like matchup? Because we've said like they have a number of playmakers, right? But is there one that stands out to you as like the guy this week in this matchup?
I don't know if it's an X factor. I guess Braden Arvidsson, if we're going with X factors, because I don't know how he's going to kick in the rain and the wind.
Yeah.
And I think 3 points are going to matter. Extra points are going to matter. But I think sustaining drives, like they were 1 of 8 on third down. So I don't know if my X factor is a person as much as it's just, can they make it interesting early? Can they start a game and finish a game and feel comfortable the entire game? They didn't start playing till the second half of the Vikings game. They didn't really put things together until the second half of the Rams game. Like, it'd be really nice to see Matt LaFleur just dial up some, like, you know, really nice scripted first drive. End with 7, like your first possession, and just set the tone and never give the lead up.
Yeah, complete game, start to finish. Yeah,
so I mean, Matt LaFleur is the X factor.
Matt LaFleur, I like it. You can always tell how a game's going to go based on the script of the first drive with Matty. I think red zone offense, still looking at the red zone, just making sure that they're turning 7. I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you. I don't think the Cardinals are like top 10 in red zone defense. So this should be a good game 18th. For the 18th, right? So this should be a good game for the Packers to take advantage.
They're also 30th in third down defense.
Yeah, they're not a good defense. they are bottom half of the league in most like important metrics. So this offense should be able to do whatever it is they'd like to do against them. And I think I would like to see this be, we've been saying this for a few weeks now, but I would like this to be the week where they start to kind of put it all together.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, by the same token that the Packers defense is also in for a tough day if it's raining and tackling and, you know, yes, it could get messy the same way we saw in Brazil. The Packers defense has been better against the run in recent weeks. And I know Kyren Williams last week was the first running back to go over 100 yards this season on them. But yeah, the Cardinals are 28th.
I think Saquon had over 100.
I think it was combined though, passing and rushing. Mm. But like this is a 28th ranked defense in rushing yards. They're also 28th. In net yards per passing attempt. So like I kind of see Jordan Love taking some shots.
But Jordan has the arm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's like, I don't know. We forget. And you know, we saw it last week against the Rams. And but I think my X factor, if I'm having to choose one, is Josh Jacobs in this game. I think he's had steadily increasing, really, really solid games, putting together, you know, 5, 8, 13 yards per carry. He's looking like everything that they wanted when they signed him, and especially if it's going to be bad weather against, like, not a good rush defense, it might be another, like, Colts game performance.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Like, if everything goes according to plan, it's a repeat of the Colts game. If everything gets really messy, it's the Eagles game.
Like, I think it's the Colts game, but with a more robust passing attack because Jordan is playing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I just think they're going to really lean on a unique run game because they will be able to do that against this Cardinals defense front.
All right, so let's talk then, before we wrap this one, about score predictions and final thoughts.
Score prediction.
Okay, so it's going to be high scoring and messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like if the Packers don't put up 30, I'll be disappointed just because they seem to be trending in that direction and we want to see them get over the hump. 24 against the Rams, they should have scored on that 8-minute drive and didn't. 29 against the Vikings, 30 against the Titans, 29 against the Eagles. So I'm with you. I think 35. And I partially say that because I don't think they're going to want to kick field goals if it's raining. So I don't know if we're going to see any field goal opportunities from Braden Narveson, but I'll say 35-24. Okay. Just because I'm going to be optimistic and I'm going to give the Cardinals a garbage time touchdown. So I think it'll be a less close game, but they're going to score to make it look closer than it is.
I like it.
All right. Any other thoughts before we wrap this one up and just get right into week 6 already? We're a third of the way done with the season. That's crazy.
I hate it. Crazy. No, I'm excited for this one. I think it's a really fun opponent and a really good game. It's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, I agree. Team already looks so different than they did a couple years ago when they went down to Arizona to take on the then undefeated Cardinals. It seems like a lifetime ago, honestly, at this point. Mm-hmm. Very different football teams. An unfamiliar opponent that's just familiar enough being in the NFC. Yeah. But a big one. Want to see the Packers get to 500 in the NFC. They're 1-2 right now against NFC opponents. Take this one and then go play some AFC teams and, you know, start stacking wins. So thank you, as always, for listening to the Packs What She Said podcast. You can find us on Twitter at PWSS Podcast, Perry at Perry_Goldstein, me at Maggie J. Loney. If you are watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe to the channel if you don't already. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening on Spotify or watching video on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your favorite podcasts, subscribe there as well. We really appreciate it. We'll be back probably on Sunday to recap the game, hopefully a win, and talk about how the Packers are hanging tight in the NFC. Thank you, as always, and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.